Hey, what's going on, everybody? You listen to Seggy Station. It's the man that has a nickname I was about to say with no shame. Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. First time for me again on the podcast in a long time. Happy to be back. Rich, Hot Takes Letty coming through to talk some NBA playoffs. Round one of the NBA playoffs has been something to watch. A lot to discuss there. NFL draft in a week. The Masters is already past us. Spring is here. And there's a lot going on in the sports world, a lot going on elsewhere. Tough to keep up with on the podcast. Been so busy trying to work myself and do other things with my free time, as I've been continuing to discuss when I make it back on the podcast. But I'm doing the best I can. Trying to get back and do the podcast when I can. Appreciate all love and support for the podcast. Everybody that checks it out with all the things out there today, it means a lot to me. It's tough to get going sometimes with all the things I'm seeing, all the things I'm hearing, and just the wild concept of everything going on around me while I'm in such a small town, such a not populated area, whatever you want to call it. Things are just tough. Just tough to keep up with. Tough for me, tough everywhere for a lot of people, and talking about it is hard. So being able to come through, talk some sports, talk some of the things happening in the sports world, Rich being able to come by and do that means a lot. Always love shouting out Rich. Should be a good show today. A lot to discuss and plenty on my mind. Should be linking up with Rich here in a second. Got the Twitter blue mark, I think, starting today. You got to start on subscribing to pay for Twitter. I still got my Twitter account, but I ain't paying. At Seggy Station. Instagram account at Seggy Station as well, where I have a post up today. Got a few of the things that we'll be talking about, Rich and I. Social media has kind of thrown me through a loop and really caused me to feel some type of way about so many things. It's just hard right now, man. A lot of things. A lot of feelings, a lot of emotions, and a lot to touch on in the sports world. And putting all that together for me is just something that's tough to do right now. Got a lot of things coming up that I'm excited about. Went to the Mets game with Chu. Got Rich's bachelor party and wedding coming up. Got some golf tournaments and trying to get my golf game tuned up and teaching as much golf as I can and trying to spread as much good as I can. But just seeing so much bad, so much sadness, and so much hurt inside of me from so many things. It's been tough. But here I am live on the Seggy Station, not giving up, not quitting, still talking some sports, still trying to get my friends to come around. Good to be here. Enjoy the show. Yo. What's up, dude?
What is going on? How you doing?
What is happening with you, dude? How are you doing?
Much. Been like sick for a week, been busy with work, but feeling better, doing pretty good now. NBA playoffs have been great. How about you?
Yeah, I hear you there. Can't complain, you know, freaking busy as well. Work will start winding down, so I'm trying to kind of look for more work for the summer, but excited for your party and your wedding that's coming up. I told you that shit would come up quick. Yeah. And
wildly quick.
Yeah, dude, it's just weird. I haven't been able to pod as much because I've just been having had as many days off and just grinding and stuff. And it's like last time I came in, we got to pod and I saw you, wrote down. I'm like, oh, we got March Madness, NBA playoffs in 18 days, MLB opening day in 7 days, and NFL offseason and shit, right? Baseball's been going on for a couple weeks. We're in round one of the playoffs. We had the play-in tournament. March Madness is over, and the draft is in a week. So I'm like, damn, all right. I got five things to talk about quick. Then we'll hit the NBA playoffs, and you got to go. Because I haven't done any type of potting, and it's kind of bringing me fucking down, dude, really. I'm already down enough. You already know. All right, so let me do this. I got a timer, 2 minutes apiece for each topic, and then we'll do NBA and get out of here. Let me shout out UConn quick, because Chewy was the one that came on this podcast and told everybody that UConn within 3 to 5 years will win a national championship within getting Dan Hurley. I have the tapes. I'll bring it up. I should post it on my Instagram. Maybe I'll go viral. That's all it's about nowadays. Views, viral. Everybody look at me, the Instagram, the social media. You got your Twitter check mark? You got to get it today. $115 for a year, $11 a month to have the Twitter blue. And I told you, people aren't going to pay that shit. People that are making mad money, they're not going to pay that shit. Because if you pay that, it's just ridiculous to me. Anyways, side rant, back to UConn. Pretty incredible. Fifth national title, fourth most all time. Combining the men's and women's, we have 16. The next closest is UCLA with 11. They just absolutely routed the tournament. And what you saw, too, was a Final Four with the first time ever, no three-seed or higher. So absolute parity across the league, more parity in college basketball, even with these blue bloods that are number one seeds, two seeds, three seeds. No, we're seeing these teams kind of make their way with the average age of San Diego State being older than four NBA starting lineups. You just see a different sport now. It's not amateurism. They're getting paid. And this transfer portal and name, image, likeness, all these things I've talked about in college sports, man, have been changing the sport so much that I think seeing UConn able to win with all the change is something they're going to be here to stay and probably win some more. In the women's side, UConn, first time since 1993 that they lost back-to-back games, and you saw a difference in what you're seeing with the women's game. More teams, more parity, and I think in general, just an overall better product, even with the fact that you have all this turmoil and people changing or freaking out about the change. But to me, I'm just hyped that UConn won. I'm sad I didn't bet on it. I still think it's dumb that you're not allowed to bet on stuff when you're in a certain state, but that's just is what it is. Betting is what it is. And yeah, I can't believe Chewy called that, to be honest. Shout out Chew. Yeah. Shout out UConn. And I thought March Madness tournament was real good.
Yeah, I don't have, my brain isn't even like working for going back to March Madness with the amount of basketball I've watched recently, but not UConn was incredible. I was kind of disappointed. It'll be fun to watch or see how it goes for them in the NBA. I was kind of disappointed to see Jordan Hawkins and Sanogo both declare for the NBA.
Yeah.
Hawkins made a little bit more sense to me, just like more of an NBA prototype or more of an NBA like skill set.
Yeah.
That was right. But Sanogo, I guess you could argue it's as good a time as ever to leave when you would most outstanding player of the tournament.
Just yeah.
With how much money you could make on the NIL deals now, I feel like you could make an absolute killing on an NIL after winning that. And not to like sound, I love the guy, I hope he does great, but like I don't really see him having a particularly great NBA career. I kind of thought
yeah,
another year in college, kind of be the man, get a huge NIL deal, maybe have a chance to run it back. But
yeah,
I hope he does well in the NBA. It's just his kind of slightly undersized center. You know, we saw him hit some threes in the tournament, can shoot. I guess he could develop on that, but, like, doesn't really shoot, especially when the three-point line gets pushed back to NBA range. It'll be interesting. I hope he does well in the NBA. I really thought he'd come back, but UConn's still going to be good next year either way.
Yeah, that was the last thing on my notes that I actually didn't say, which is also crazy that you brought that up. But the one thing I was thinking is, like, I saw he declared for the draft, and I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of a weird move with how you can – the money you can make in college now and the fact that he's not the prototypical type of big we're seeing be successful in the league right now. We'll certainly get to the NBA, but let me touch on this, Rich. I know you're not probably going to have much to say on this, so this will be perfect. I can kind of rant again for a second. Baseball is better, dude. Baseball is better. I know you're not watching much baseball, and I'm not watching as much baseball as I'm going to sound like I'm watching, but I went to the game with Chu, so I saw it in person. You know, when NBA didn't have games on and they had games or whatever, I was watching sports, right? I'm not just gonna not watch anything. And I checked in on opening day. Dude, baseball is better with these rules changes. I don't know what it is, dude, but it was like my knock on baseball. I know that there's still way too many games, and I still think they need to fix that. But the game is so much faster that it's like, It seems like it's not as many. It's just very weird, bro. Even at the game, watching the game, betting on the game, I think it just makes baseball a better product. Then you go in and tap into the actual rules changes. It's making the game better, bro. More hits, more action, more stolen bases. The only thing I disagree with is the throwover rule. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this, Little League? Like, they got to get rid of that. And I hear true with when it comes playoff time, the timer's probably got to be a little bit longer than 15, 20 seconds. Because we're at the game, bro. And I'm telling you, there was a fight over in center field and we're looking over to like see what's going on. We missed three pitches, bro. Because that's how fast the game is going on. I'm dead serious, dude. And it just, as much as I'm like, I played baseball and I used to love baseball and I'm down with baseball. I talk a lot of shit about baseball, but it was kind of because of this. Slow, boring. Home run or strikeout, not a lot of hits, not a lot of action. Bro, way more of that going on with these rules changes, and the numbers support it. And the MLB would be crazy to get rid of any of this shit. This is the new baseball to come, and all these people out here still freaking out about it, better get used to it, dude, because this is a way better product, and you have a way better chance of making your sport actually better going forward with still fans and no fans in the stands in some games, fucking all types of other problems with the sport. This right here is going to help your sport, so you better stop bitching about it. I think it's been amazing for baseball these first couple weeks. I think it really has, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not watched a pitch of baseball live, so I got nothing for you on this one, but I've heard the same thing, and I would have to imagine when I do my annual shit, basketball's over, what the hell do I watch? And I tune into baseball a little. Hopefully I enjoy it a little more this year, but that will not come until the NBA Finals end. So looking forward to tuning in, but won't happen for a bit.
Yeah. When you do tune in, we'll have to touch back in and see what you say. But I do think baseball has some things going on, trying to market their players a little bit better. And then just very interesting to see how some of these teams kind of shake out with dudes getting paid more than an entire roster. Like, that's the problem with baseball to me, man. And I know, like, Chewy's team is the one that's out here spending mad, so, like, I don't even know how he can touch on it, but it just doesn't make sense to me where a team can spend, you know, $400 million and you have a whole roster of players getting paid the $40 million. It just makes no sense to me. I don't understand how the fuck you expect teams to compete when that type of stuff's going on in your league. But I do think the actual game they have going on is much better, so that's just me. All right, let me get this thing. This always happens to me where this won't stop. All right, then I just have to exit out. Whatever, and I'll redo it again. All right, let me couple things here. What they're calling the Party of Five, Rich, and it's the first time since 1994, the year I was born, so that's why I had to bring it up quick, in which all New York teams, playoff, NBA, and hockey related, because now we got the NHL hockey playoffs going on. I saw a dude get raked in the neck. I thought he was about to get his head chopped off. Raked in the neck up by the goal. He had to get 75 plus stitches, was back on the ice in the hour. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is fucking nuts, dude. These hockey dudes are nuts. Anyways, Bruins, historic season. That's about all I have on hockey, but everybody loves the hockey playoffs. It's the first time since 94 that, you had the Nets, the Knicks. We'll obviously talk about them when we get to the NBA playoffs on the way out here. And all the hockey teams making the playoffs, which I thought was interesting with kind of coming off that baseball segment and listening to so much of the fan, how it's going to go for the Mets and Yankees with the MLB market, New York MLB market, kind of all these teams doing well. Can the Mets and Yankees hold up their end of the bargain? But I thought that was interesting as well. Let's see. Two more things, Rich, and then we'll get to hoops. One last thing I had was on hoops, so I will do this. I saw Ty Lue. This is just something I have to get in here, dude. I saw Ty Lue lost 7 family members from December. Let me just get this accurate.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I need to have this accurate because this is just ridiculous, dude. And this stuff like this does kind of make me feel better, as weird as it sounds, as messed up as I am. But it says Tyron Lue says he lost 7 family members since December and didn't attend the funerals of any of them because the Clippers were struggling at the time. And I'm reading that. I'm like, is this real? I don't know if this is real. And, like, I got to check in, do a little research. I mean, you can't really, like, get much research on, like, what's going on with, like, a dude's family and their loss like that. I mean, whatever. Long story short is, I think the Clippers are a team that's going to come out of the West. I know we haven't been able to make much predictions or talk much hoops. I know I said it in the chat to you when you were saying, talking about the Suns. I'm like, Clips in seven. You said you'd be shocked by that. I'm curious to what you have to say about the first couple games once we get into it. But just sticking to that topic right there, shit is just crazy to me, bro. Shit is absolutely crazy to me out here. All the things that I see on the sports-related news, non-sports-related news, all these things coming in on this and that and all these hot topics, it's fucking bullshit, man. It really is. Because nowadays, everyone's going to have a view and opinion on it, like I've always said, but no one's going to do it and put it out there and do it for everyone to hear unless you're making it on TV. So it's just everyone's like, oh, look at me and this and that, but no one's ever going to put a camera on their face and say some of the shit they're saying. That I just know for a fact, bro. And so it just bothers me when some of these people are out here, you know, parading for some of these stances on social media or in real life, but not actually going to actually put their face and name on it. So it's just very frustrating to me when I see all this stuff happening, all these people dying, all these terrible things happening that I just can't even imagine. And I just feel like there's no sympathy for people that are actually been through something as well that aren't out here talking about it with a mic and a camera. I mean, that's some of the stuff that's kind of got me away from my pod, dude. Because I'd come in here and I'd talk about like some of the shit I've been through, and it's just hollow space. It's like no one gives a fuck. Because you can turn on the news and you see a 16-year-old dies at a Sweet 16 party at a full ride scholarship somewhere, and Tyronn Lue loses 7 family members, but he just coaches right through it. It's like doesn't even give a fuck. Nothing matters because he makes much of money or something. It's just bullshit, dude. And no, seriously, it's just very. What? It's just very fucking weird, bro. Right, it is very, it's just so weird. It just fucking irks me out. It really does. Cause there's so much stuff happening.
You're saying he doesn't give a fuck.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying in general, that's how it comes across, bro. It comes across like where these things happen and a few days later, it's just like, yep, that's old news. And it's just tough, dude, because those people have to live on. Their life doesn't stop. And that's basically my point, bro, is, you know, I'd never wanted this shit to happen to me like it did. And my life can't just stop, dude. I just can't end. I just can't be like, oh, pause, man. I'm not doing well today. You know? Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? My shit keeps going on. And all this stuff going on around me and all this shit happening, it's just fucking tough, man. It's hard. It's really fucking hard. And people don't understand it until they actually go through it. And if they go through it, you either hope you're making a bunch of money or on a high platform or older in life so you don't have to deal with this shit for a long time. That's what it is, man. And it's just fucking hard. It really is. I hate to fucking have to, like, tell you about it, but it's just all this shit that I'm feeling inside is just fucking, it's just so hard when I'm seeing all this shit around me, dude. And it's like, yep, no problem. No problem. Like, whatever. It's just like, what? Like, I don't know, man. I don't understand how, I just don't understand how it gets any easier for any of us. Because it's just crazy. It just really is. Shit is crazy to me. Wild, crazy. And I guess that's it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond, but yeah, I feel like that's a unfortunate part of being an adult, I guess. You realize everything just kind of like keeps moving, like everyone kind of gets different punches, and unfortunately everyone just has to like kind of keep taking them, moving them along.
Yep, that is true. Before we touch on hoops, all things hoops, I saw this: no team this season scored less than 80 points in a game. Hasn't happened since the 1969-70 season, Rich. And then I saw in the first two games of this first round, the T-Wolves scored 80 in game one. I mean, that was just, I don't know what the fuck that was. The Nets, I think it was game one, they scored 84. And, you know, I'm reading this stat. I'm watching all these games, obviously. I keep hearing that nobody watches the regular season in NBA. NBA ratings not great. You know, I know you watch it. I know I watch it. I know there's got to be people watching it. But at the same time, is that true? Like, are the ratings just not good? People start watching this stuff more in the playoffs? I don't know. But what I will say is, yeah, based on that stat right there, based on watching regular season basketball and watching playoff basketball, I watch it all. It's just a fucking different sport, man. It is a lot different. And it's wild. You see it obviously in the scoring. I saw a guy today. He's betting all the unders, and I think they're like 8 out of 5. Yeah, I don't know. You're up 250 if you bet 100 on every under. You're up 250 because a lot of unders are coming in. A lot of high scoring games this year. We're seeing more low scoring games in the playoffs. A lot more defense. A lot different in terms of these individual scoring performances where you're seeing a guy dropping 40 every night. I saw Jamal Murray get 40 last night, which I thought was pretty incredible. But then you see a guy like Chris Middleton get 30 in a loss in game one, and then he scores like 14 last night. I don't know. Just to me, I thought he would score more with no Giannis. Obviously, injuries have been a factor in these first couple games, and you got a couple of 2-0 leads, 1-1 ties, and 0-2 deficits, obviously, that probably won't be made up. But, going into talking all things Supes, and obviously there's a bunch of talk about Draymond Green suspension. I got some thoughts on that and that series. But I just think it's interesting to see no team scores less than 80 all season, Rich. And we've talked about it. A lot more threes taken, lackadaisical defense called for the offense in terms of refs being able to make calls, tough to guard on defense. It's a lot different in the playoffs. Not getting all the same calls, not able to just drive in and put it up, you know, lackadaisical defense, even though I saw some of that from the Lakers last night. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, because I think a lot of people be like, oh, yes, this team is going to win, or this team's going to represent, the East and the West. And I think right now, and I know I said this a couple times, but I think right now, and I think you'd be a fool to be like, yep, dude, I definitely know who's going to come out of the East and West, because I don't think anybody can sit back and be like, and actually give you like, oh, this is the team that's going to come out of each conference. Cause I think you got a couple in both sides. You know, it's a mixed bag, really. It's a mixed bag. I think for the first time in a while, I'm looking at both sides and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Is Giannis going to get back? Can the Celtics get back like they did last year? I don't know. Looking out West, I think everyone's like, oh, the Suns are going to represent the West. And it's like, I don't know, even if they can get past the Clippers, which I don't think they do, like there's going to be other teams they have to get through that are looking pretty good that I don't think anyone thought was going to actually represent the West, because a lot of people have the Suns. So, yeah, I don't know, dude. I think it's a lot more interesting than people are going to give it credit for, the actual playoffs. And after this first round, I think it's going to get pretty live. You good? I can't even hear you. You're on mute.
That's my bad. Everything always slows down in the playoffs. I've been surprised with how much it's been that, but honestly, some of it's been lack of shot making. Like the last Knicks game, the first Timberwolves game, there was like one or two others that were just like some real gross games where it was like tougher defense being played, absolutely, but like the shots could not fall. Like Anthony Edwards did well last night, game one. Anthony Edwards couldn't hit a single shot. So like different level of defense in the playoffs, and I don't think we'll see quite as many like 80-point games as we've been seeing so far, just because I think like maybe some guys getting kind of like used to the shift of play in the playoffs, kind of get your legs under you after a few games. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's a little bit more like what we saw in game two of Nuggets Timberwolves last night, where Timberwolves actually show up to play in the second half, make that a really good game. I was watching that one. Like that was a great game, like down the third and fourth quarter there, like Jamal Murray and Anthony Edwards going at each other. But
yeah.
No, that's like
At about 12:30 at night, probably. 12:30 at night.
I will say. Not that I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't think there's a clear like, oh, this team's coming out, but I do feel pretty good about the Celtics in the East right now. If I had to make a pick in the East, I'm not even saying they'd win at all. Just like the team to come out of the East they just have wild depth. They have more depth than any team in the league. Like, Derek White's been playing incredible. Malcolm Brogdon, I think Quickly will probably win sixth man, but if you were factoring in playoff performances, I think Malcolm Brogdon would be winning it for himself right now with Quickly's lack of play. But Celtics are a deep, great team. I think they beat the Sixers. I don't want to say easily, but I have no worries about them beating the Sixers, and I assume they would beat the Bucks.
Yeah, so here's my thought on the Celtics, as much as I kind of hear what you're saying. Like, they're playing the Hawks, dude, and, like, the Hawks are basically about to trade everybody and rip it all down. Like, they really competitive. That's about the one series where I'm looking at. I'm not even trying to watch any of the games, because to me it's not even. It's at least in the Nets series, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson kind of showing up, Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, the Hawks, it's just embarrassing. So that's the one thing where I'm looking at that and I'm like, yeah, everyone's. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the only sweep we see in the first round. Maybe besides the Nets Sixers, depending on how that game goes tonight, with the Celtics and
Hawks. I don't know. What do you? No. I want to ask you a question right there. Are you at all worried about a sweep in the Kings Warriors tonight? No Draymond. Kings up 2-0.
Well, yeah, I have the Kings to win the series, so I mean, I'm sitting pretty.
Me too. Me too.
Got it at like +245. My bets have been fucking terrible, dude. I've been doing pretty bad. You know, I've been seeing some funny shit on the internet where, you know, you bet 10 to win 10 and a penny. Like, that's kind of the shit I feel like I need to do at this point, because it just hasn't been going well. Just been trying to do too much dumb shit. And then the shit that I bet on, like, Giannis will get hurt and Ja get hurt and fucking, you know, I'm betting, like, most of my money for the week on it, whatever. I think I was a year or two off on the Warriors, kind of coming in and kind of blasting off on them. Like, hey, they ain't ever going to win another championship. They're going to probably get blown up here pretty quick. That right here is basically coming to fruition now. I hear everyone kind of saying it. So I was a year or two off on it. It's all good. The Kings are no joke. I'll say this, dude. I don't think Draymond should have been suspended. I think that's kind of like a. I heard Charles Barkley say this, and I couldn't agree more. And I don't really agree with a lot of shit Charles says, but I couldn't agree more with this, which is all this going on is kind of taken away from the fact that the Kings are absolutely kicking the Warriors' ass. Like, they're just beating the Warriors. Like, there's no, like, everyone's gonna now be like, oh, see, Draymond got suspended, and they lost the series, like, that's why they lost. No, you lost because the Kings are better. Like, the Kings are better. They're faster. They're better on defense. They have a guy that can match Steph Curry and De'Aaron Fox, whether you think that's a hot take or not. I think it's not hot at all. And you got some other key pieces with a coach of the year in Mike Brown that have brought this team to a real contender in a tough Western Conference. So, at this point, you know, yeah. Everyone's going to say that the Warriors are going to come back and the Warriors can come back. I don't think that's even close to possible, whether Draymond was playing or not. And so I thought it was dumb for the NBA to suspend him. But at the same time, dude, if you're Draymond, I've been saying this about Draymond with him and his podcast and him and do the shit he does on the court, bro. It's just bullshit. It's all about him getting views and ratings, man. It's a joke. All this, he got suspended, in my opinion, basically probably because he was acting afterwards. Just stupid. He just does dumb stuff.
I agree with that.
He just does dumb stuff. So, you know what? You're going to act like that, too? That's what you get. Like,
I agree with most of that. I don't think he should have been suspended, mainly because, yes, what you just said, what Charles said, like, it kind of takes away. I'm rooting. I want the Kings to win the series. I bet on the Kings to win the series. I'm rooting for the Warriors to win tonight just because, like, I don't want to hear that. Like, I'd rather it be 2-1, and, like, we'll see what happens when he comes back. And I don't think – I'll put it this way. This makes me think that he's out tonight a little bit more, that the Kings are done. But I wasn't thinking the Kings were done – or, excuse me, that the Warriors were done prior to the suspension because, I mean, they always say, like, series doesn't start till the home team loses a game. Like, all the Kings did was – maintain home court advantage there. They crushed them and, like, set the expectations different for a lot of people. I like the Kings to win. De'Aaron Fox has been, like, my favorite player to watch, like, the second half of this season and definitely the first round of the playoffs. Like, I want the Kings to win. I don't think it's crazy to say that Fox can go blow for blow with Curry right now. I agree with most of what you said right there, other than I don't think the Warriors are done right now. Like, it would not surprise me if the Warriors, like, Chase Center is one of the best home court advantages in the league. The Kings might have the best right now, but Chase Center is one of the best home court advantages in the league. You know they're coming out there knowing their season's on the line. No teams come back from 0-3. So I'm not saying it's – like, don't get me wrong. Seg, don't get me wrong. I'm not picking the Warriors to win the series. They would have to win these next two games. They would have to. I don't think that's out of the question to do. Like, you know they're coming out tonight as motivated as you could be. And then it's 2-1.
All right, like, all right. So hold on, because I think there's some interesting stuff coming out of this, and I do think it's weird that the NBA did this again and set this up, this whole kind of storyline for the Warriors. But a couple key stats here, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions. 26-15 were the Sacramento Kings on the road this season, best in the Western Conference. The Warriors, including these playoffs, I think they've lost 32 road playoff or road games this year, and no team has won a championship losing that many road road games in a season. So, first of all, the Warriors are going to have to win a road game in order to win this series, right? Because they're the sixth seed and the three seed, so they're going to have to win a road game in order to advance in this series. Number one, number two. Let me ask you this question.
Hold on. No, right here while you're on that, the rebuttal stat to that would be, I'm not.
What happened? Oh, boy. You there,
Warriors,
dude?
Could win these next two games and tie it up.
You were just frozen. There? Yeah, I can see you and hear you now. What were you saying? Go ahead. Oh my goodness. Classic internet. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You good? Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either. My shit's weird, but I don't even know what you said, but I'm working now.
So, only thing I'll say is my rebuttal stat to that would be, I agree, Warriors need to win a game on the road to win the series, which would be a problem. I'm not saying the Warriors win the series. I am saying I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up being a 6 or 7 game series.
That's fine.
Because the Warriors are the best home team in the league at 33-8.
That's fine.
Best home record in the league.
So good. I got a rebuttal now. Hold on. I got a rebuttal now, which is if Draymond is playing tonight, I think it's more of the Warriors can win this game. So now Draymond's not playing tonight. You don't think that impacts the game either way?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. As much as I'm not a fan of like Draymond and the Warriors in general, like Draymond on the court and off the court, regardless of like a lot of people saying like, this will get Jordan Poole in there and some young blood in there. It's like, no, dude, like if they're going to win this game, they're going to need Draymond Green in this series. I don't know, dude.
Of course.
If Draymond was playing tonight, then everything you just said in that past little thing, I'd be like, okay, yeah. I mean, Warriors might win 2 at home. This is a series, 3 games. You know, we got it. But now that he's not playing tonight,
they gotta win one game.
I'm like, dude, I don't know. If the Kings win tonight, like, that's obviously detrimental. But it just throws up some... It just throws up some wrenches in the series for the Warriors that I think are just too tough to come by. Now you got Draymond coming back. Now you got who's playing tonight getting less minutes. And, like, I don't know. He's already got rotational issues with Andrew Wiggins coming back, just jumping into the playoff series. So, yeah, I think people were just too high on the Warriors, bro. You watch the Warriors this year, and this is just what they were. Like, they were just a average basketball team. Nothing crazy.
You're right. So it sounds like you should definitely be betting on the Kings plus 6 tonight. The Warriors are favored by 6.
I saw that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had it until, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yep. Definitely. I 100%, if I put funds in today, I 100% will be hitting that. Yep.
So let me just say this. My main reason I have a problem with the suspension isn't even like, yes, I agree. It takes the story off the Kings a little bit where it should be. But I think Draymond kind of served the punishment for what he did by getting ejected from that game, and they ended up losing that game. And it's like, my thing is, if Draymond had done that for no reason, I'd be like, fine, suspend him for another game. Like, regardless of what you want to say, like, that started from Sabonis grabbing his ankle. Draymond's reaction, not what it should have been, and did not match what Sabonis did. So I get, like, Draymond getting ejected and Sabonis not getting ejected, but, like, that doesn't happen if Sabonis isn't, like, straddling on this guy's ankle.
Yeah, hold on.
That's the reason I was like, okay, you kicked him out of one game. I don't know if I'd suspend him a second game, especially when they're down 0-2 going back. Like, I don't know.
Rich, I've watched that. I've watched that thing probably like 20, maybe more than 50 times now because of all the times they play it on TV, watched it obviously on my phone and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're showing it in all these angles, slow-mo. The more I watch this, the more I watch that play, dude, the more I don't think Domantas Sabonis did anything wrong. Because it looks like to me he fell down, he put his hands up to kind of like guard his face, and Draymond's leg literally just wound up in between him while he's trying to guard his face, and then he kind of like tugged on him a little bit, but he didn't like reach out and grab him. He didn't purposely like go and grab his leg. He literally fell down, and then so to me everything Draymond did was the extra stuff. Like the Domantas Sabonis shit, I've seen that in a basketball game before. I've seen dudes get tangled up and then they, you know, dude pulls out or whatever, like, yeah, they might push each other, but, like, to do what Draymond did was just way out of the control in terms of, like, the reaction to what happened. Because I've been grabbed before on the leg when I was playing ball, too. I ain't going to stomp on a dude. Like, come on now. I'm obviously going to be pissed off and be like, yo, what are you doing? But, like, it was just, he could have easily jumped off. Draymond could have easily jumped off from what he was trying to do and not landed on Sabonis. You can break down it being Sabonis the instigator. I've been hearing this whole time. Sabonis is the instigator. It's like, dude, no. Draymond is just acting the way Draymond's always been acting in his career, which is up against the line and then crazy after the fact. That's why he got suspended, dude. I guarantee you, if all that play happened, you would be right. If he just went to the bench, sat down, or whatever, just sat, got in the huddle, didn't fucking cause a scene, and got ejected from the game, he wouldn't have been suspended. But he had to go fucking all up on the chair and fucking Hulk Hogan style. Like, bro, what is this shit, dude? Adam Silver sitting two rows in.
Right, I don't care about this.
It's a bad look.
This is the least exciting thing. Let's move on to something else.
Just a bad look. So whatever. The Warriors are done. Yeah, you're mad because the Warriors are done. Good thing you bet on the Kings. Good bet.
I want the Kings to win.
You worried all about the Knicks? Because I am. You worried about the Knicks? Because I am.
The Knicks are the deeper team. So much is gonna come down to how they come out Friday. Like, part of me, I could talk through both sides of this. Like, if I was on First Take right now, if you could give me either scripts to say, like, the Knicks are going to come back and win this series, or you could say, like, argue that the Knicks are fucked, and I could give you a really good argument on both sides of it. They looked like the better team in game one by a mile. They looked like they didn't belong on the same court as the Cavaliers in game two. Like, they were a fucking G League team, and the Cavaliers were going to win the NBA championship. So, two drastically different games. I'm hoping what happened is they felt like, you don't want to feel like this, but they felt like they won the game they had to win, and they came out lazy in game two, and because they just got beat instantly. And it's one of those things where, like, after getting beat instantly, like, yeah, from there they were stayed within like 10 points of where they fell down, but like they were down 25 in the first 14 minutes or something absurd, 20 in the first 14 minutes. So, like, I don't know. It seemed like every 2 minutes in the last game they had someone like getting bloodied or getting injured or running to the locker room or coming back. So, like, I honestly think it's so hard to make a prediction. I think if you text me in the first 10 minutes of game three, I'll be like, okay, now I feel like they're either going to like win or lose this series. Not if they're just winning in the first 10 minutes. That's just like how I see them come out. But like, they just looked like they exhausted all their effort in game one once they came out in game two.
All right, a couple things. Yeah, a couple things here. Back so
home, re-energized by the crowd and everything.
First of all, I just love how it wound up that you guys wound up playing in the first round. Donovan Mitchell, obviously all the stuff we talked about surrounding Donovan Mitchell potentially going to the Knicks And as much as I said this, and I've been hearing a bunch of people with platforms saying this now, Jalen Brunson's been the Knicks' best signing since a lot of people saying Amari Stoudemire. Carmelo Anthony, we talked about, wasn't a signing, right? Because it was a trade. I mean, Jalen Brunson's got to be the Knicks' best pickup in 25 years. And he's been incredible. And it's still not enough. It's still not enough. Because for me, it was you had to get a guy like Donnie Mitchell. You had to get a guy like Donnie Mitchell because as much, and let me just say this about Donnie Mitchell in that game one. I'm watching that game one.
Stephen A. Smith over here.
No, let me just say this, bro, because in that game one, in that fourth quarter, I think Donovan Mitchell took every shot. And like literally every shot. And I've seen this story before with Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs with the Utah Jazz. And I used to say this on a podcast, dude. Donovan Mitchell, you need to pair Donovan Mitchell up with somebody who he can play with, like a Darius Garland, who had a terrible game one, but a way better game two. Like, okay, so people thought they had it going on, Cleveland. Oh, snidey team to make some noise in the East. Bro, Donovan Mitchell needs to get his teammates involved because we know he can drop 30, 40 points. But him shooting every time, in my opinion, is the reason why they lost game one. And then in game two, he got more of his teammates involved, and it was a rout. The Knicks are in trouble if Donovan Mitchell's getting more of his teammates involved. And I saw that in game two. I'm sure we're going to see that in game three. And I know Donovan Mitchell can drop 40 in the Garden. So the Knicks have a problem because of Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell. And it's the reason that the Knicks should have got Donovan Mitchell. RJ Barrett this series, how is he doing? Like, Julius Randle, oh, he's been incredible. Okay. Like, oh, had a great season.
Stop right there.
Go ahead.
I'm gone. That's ridiculous. I've had friends say this. I hear fucking Stephen A. Smith, who has become just, to me, like, the most unintelligent, like, personality in basketball. Like, I feel like he just gets owned by everyone. He's with the desk every time, and people are like, what are you talking about, dude? If you trade for Donovan Mitchell, you don't have Emmanuel Quickley, you don't have Obi Toppin, you're out 5 first-round picks, and I'm missing someone else and you don't have Quentin Grimes either. So
what is this, the fucking Rudy Gobert trade? Right, is that the Rudy Gobert trade we're talking? No, like, you're going to give up all that?
That's literally what the trade was. That's what the trade was that the Knicks denied. That's not like this might be what it had to be. Maybe it was 4 first-round picks, but it was no, like, star player. There wasn't RJ Barrett in it. They wanted Grimes, Quickley, Toppin, and then 4 first-round picks. I don't forget what it was, some swaps in there. So if we have Donovan Mitchell, we don't have Brunson, we don't have Obi Toppin, we don't have Quickley, we don't have Quentin Grimes, we don't have 4 first-round picks. We are not a better – like, the Cavs made the right move. This is not to say Donovan Mitchell isn't the guy to have. Donovan Mitchell is incredible, and Donovan Mitchell, we've gone over this, was the perfect guy for the Cavs to get. Fits perfectly on their team, brings them from, like, play-in team to could this team be in the conference finals type team. So – I'm all aboard Donovan Mitchell. It wasn't the right move for the Knicks. I think it's ridiculous and just people trying to like, they're so dumb for not doing that. Like, no, what the Knicks have, if our team was Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle,
Jalen Brunson,
Mitchell Robinson, and RJ Barrett, no, we wouldn't have been able to sign Jalen Brunson because we would have had Donovan Mitchell's contract. So we wouldn't have had Jalen Brunson. So it's like, we wouldn't have the same team that we have right now. So one, I think that's ridiculous. Like, I think it's a fun narrative that they played up. I think it's ridiculous to be like, Knicks should have had him. Like, I think the Knicks are in a better spot having not signed him and having signed Jalen Brunson.
That's just fucking ridiculous.
Clearly the better player. That's not because you have all of your assets still. You can still make a trade. The biggest issue for me with the Knicks and the reason I think there's, if you made me put percentages on it, I'd say 60% chance the Cavs win the series, 40% chance the Knicks win the series. What scares me, even though the Knicks now have home court advantage, is RJ Barrett is fucking terrible. RJ Barrett is so bad.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be playing right now. I've been seeing him. He's just sit him on the bench.
I've had faith for a while that he was going to turn it around and be a really good player. He's not better to have out there than Quentin Grimes or Josh Hart right now. Very glad Quentin Grimes has turned into the player he is. Quentin Grimes has been really good, not even necessarily in the first 2 games. He's played good defense, but he's been really good down the stretch of the season. Obi's been pretty solid when in there, but like if RJ Barrett was something, like I'm just picking a random player. RJ Barrett was on the Pistons, the guy who was on the Jazz the last few years, and he was just Bogdanovich sitting there, I'd be like, oh, Knicks are winning this series. I think that's literally like one of the biggest issues for us right now. We have a guy out there that we have to play. It's like, I don't know. You do have to play him. He's not like unplayable, but he's just not performing. He's shooting like 30% his first career, and it's like 8.
Dude, nah, just sit him down in the series. Maybe you play him if you win the series. Sit him down in the series. I think you're right. The only way you're going to win this series is playing the guys that are going to help you win this series. Go ahead.
Last thing I'll say is what really scares me for going forward, what the Cavs figured out in game two that they did not have figured out in game one. In game one, they played Isaac Okoro a bunch, and the Knicks just sat Jalen Brunson on Isaac Okoro, and it went fine. In game two, they benched Isaac Okoro, and they ran Caris LeVert out there a bunch.
Yep.
And Jalen Brunson had to guard Caris LeVert, and they were feeding Caris LeVert a bunch, and Jalen Brunson was not able to guard him. So Knicks are going to have to figure that out.
My guy Caris.
They were avoiding – I heard Zach Lowe say this other part on his podcast. Like, they were avoiding switching –
Oh, there goes Rich. Comatose. You good, dude?
Is it me? I don't know.
It's probably me. I don't know.
I guess it was me. I don't know.
All right.
My internet's been being
Yeah, the Knicks. The Knicks are in trouble.
That's the only part.
We'll touch back on it if they win this series. I know you got to go soon. I got to touch on a couple more series before we go. Both LA series. So last night, John Morant doesn't play. Everybody assumed, including myself, Lakers will win this. If they win this, I mean, damn, you're the guy. You're the guys telling me Lakers, man, they're gonna be able to make the run. They're gonna be a team that can make a run in the West. And I'm watching last night, bro, and I'm watching the game, and I thought the Lakers were gonna win the game. So I'm just a fool then. Cause I'm watching a game and I'm like, damn, bro, I got fooled again. I got fooled again by thinking the Lakers are actually a good basketball team that could actually advance in these Western Conference playoffs. Because I'm telling you right now, if Ja Morant gets back to the team, they ain't winning this series, Rich. They're not winning this series if Ja Morant gets back on the team. I don't know. Ja Morant's pretty banged up. I thought Giannis would be back last night. He wasn't. The Bucks cruised past Miami. No Tyler Herro is going to prove to be big time for them. Bucks can win that series probably without Giannis. I don't think the Grizzlies could win this series without Ja Morant, but I do think that if Ja Morant gets on the court, that it's going to be tough for the Lakers to win this series, man. Because as much as people are going to be like, man, yeah, look, better shooting around LeBron James, and I get it, Austin Reeves, I'm him in the first game. Oh, I'm the man. Yeah, how you looking last night, bro? And same thing, that's the type of shit where you do that type of shit and it just sets yourself up bad. Same thing with D'Angelo Russell. Oh, man, this guy can shoot, bro. I'm watching him shoot last night. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. How are you not pulling this dude out of the game? Some of the shots this dude is taking. LeBron James, 1 of 7 from three. 1 of 8 from three, actually, I think. Like, that's the type of stuff. I'm watching the game, man, and I hear Dylan Brooks calling LeBron James old. I'm thinking the same thing. He's just the only one that wants to say it. You know what, man? The Lakers, it's just their brand, their name on their chest. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, man, it's the Lakers. They got LeBron. They got Anthony Davis. Really great players, right? Oh, they made a really great trade. No, you know who made a better trade at the trade deadline? The Clippers. Clippers have much better trade off of the trade deadline, in my opinion, than even the Lakers. And I get it. The Lakers did improve on the trade deadline. I think Clippers made much better moves on the trade deadline, and you're seeing it in these playoffs. We'll talk about that series after this. But I'm telling you, man, like, the Lakers should have won that game last night if you're trying to tell me they're a team that can actually advance in these playoffs. Because even if they can beat the Grizzlies, like, you're telling me they're beating the Nuggets, the Suns, the Clippers? No, they're not. They're not. They're not beating the Clippers. They're not beating the Nuggets. Like, it's just the Lakers are at a point where you're relying on Anthony Davis and some of these other pieces because LeBron James can't drop 30 and 10 and 10 anymore. Like, it's just not going to go down that way. And that's what they're expecting. And it's not going to happen. And Rui Hachimura has 20 points in both games. You can't win the game with no Ja Morant and Brandon Clark's out and no Steven Adams. Like, dude, come on, man. Like,
okay,
I'm sorry. They're terrible. They really are. There's no way they're winning this championship. There's absolutely no way the Lakers are winning this championship. I would be absolutely shocked. You telling me that you'd be shocked the Clippers win the series? I'd be shocked if the Lakers win a championship. Absolutely stunned.
Okay. I would be too. They're a 7 seed that came from the play-in. I would not expect them to win the championship.
Yeah, and a lot of people are talking like they can. That's my point.
Okay, so that I'd love to see them keep advancing. That would be cool. I think they do have a decent team. I don't know about a lot of things he said there. So, LeBron, old. Yes, I think everyone agrees that. Dylan Brooks is not the only one to say that. Literally everyone agrees that. It's wild what he's doing at being 38 years old. LeBron, pretty old. Not who LeBron used to be. LeBron can play defense for a few minutes a game at a high level. LeBron cannot play 38 minutes of NBA defense anymore. So if that's what you're looking for out of him, that's not going to happen. He can't play 38 minutes of high-level offense. He can maybe play like 25 minutes of high-level offense and 5 minutes of high-level defense or something like that. Like, yeah, he's old. He doesn't have, like, the same legs he used to, obviously. The big problem has been, despite him playing incredibly, I think, in the first two games on defense, Anthony Davis last game on offense was just an absolute zero. He was 10, what did he go? He went 4 of 14. I honestly thought it was worse than that. Like, you can't have Anthony Davis getting 13 rebounds by Rui. Anything either.
Yeah, dude.
Have you been able to hear me or no?
Yeah, I can hear you now. For some reason, it, like, cuts in and out when you start talking.
But... I think it's my computer. My computer has, like, the only reason I was able to do this podcast today is because I literally cannot log into my work system right now because my computer's had an update going on the whole day. So maybe the update's slowing this down as well. I don't know. It could be me.
All right. Well, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Lakers have sucked because Anthony Davis has sucked on offense. Lakers.
All right, so then who do you think is going to win the series? Who do you think is going to win the series, Lakers or Grizzlies?
If you make me pick right now, I'm...
Because this to me is one of the tough... This to me was one of the tougher series for me to pick. Like, I'm looking around, picking the rest of the series, yeah. And I get to this one, and I'm like, damn, bro. Like, if Ja Morant's on the court, and I love Ja Morant... And I told you what happened with Ja Morant kind of made me feel some type of way about him. But he's a fantastic basketball player. And it's just tough not to root for a guy when he's doing that type of stuff on the court. Even though that type of stuff's going to end his career early. The stuff he's getting hurt doing, for sure. Derrick Rose style, John Wall style, all these guys they're mentioned. He's got that play he got hurt on, he could have easily floated that over Anthony Davis. And the second he went up, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? It's like, not smart, but... Yeah, and then it's like, of course I want to see LeBron do well and, like, move on. Like, yeah, I'm a LeBron guy. Like, I like LeBron. But, like, just tough. LeBron, it's what I've been telling you is about LeBron. Dude, it's just not the same. It's just tough watching him. And, like, some of these other guys are going to have to step up, and they're not. And so they're, like, they're relying on LeBron to make 5 threes. Bro, I'm telling you right now, you're better off having somebody else shoot than LeBron taking a step back. You see that step back three at the end of the third quarter for the shot? Like... And I love LeBron, but, like, what are you doing, dude? Any other shot would have been better than that. Like, just not – it's just dumb, bro. It is just dumb. It's – yeah, man. If Ja Morant gets on the court, I think the Grizzlies win the series. I really do. I think Ja's going to be back. I don't know how, but he's going to be back, I guess.
That's brutal.
What?
I wasn't here for the last 30 seconds.
All right, well, I know you got to go then. And before you go...
It's definitely my internet.
Fine. Before you go, just tell me who you think is going to win this Clippers-Suns series. Because I know you think the Suns are. But I can sit here and tell you there is no way in hell they're winning this series. Because you watch those first two games, you're looking at the way Russ is playing. You're looking at the way Kawhi is playing. Was the best in this series. Kawhi Leonard, best player in this series so far. Even though with Devin Booker dropping 38. Kawhi Leonard has been the best player on the floor in this series. I think the Clippers have more depth. Gonna prove to be much more successful because of that. And my guy Russ, he's playing lights out. If Russ just keep playing like this, Kawhi, and you got some of this depth, you get PG back on the floor after this series. I like the Clippers, man. I like the Clippers to win the championship. I really do. I like the Clippers to win the championship. I like the Clippers to win this series because obviously they're gonna have to in order to win the championship. And yeah, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, spectacular. The reason why they won that game the other night was because of DeAndre Ayton, in my opinion. Because he was hitting a bunch of shots. Before those guys got going, DeAndre Ayton kept them in the game in the first half. Because in the first half, the Clippers were, damn, bro, I thought they were about to sweep them at home. I'm telling you right now, the Clippers are going to win this series because of the depth, because of Kawhi Leonard
yeah.
and Russ Westbrook, bro. I'm telling you right now, Clippers.
Yep, they I mean, I have some fears. I still would pick the Suns. I think the Suns are the better team, but I have some serious concerns, whereas I thought the Suns were one of the top, like, I would have said Celtics Suns finals before the playoffs started. Now, yeah, it is concerning that the Suns have four NBA players on their roster and then, like, a few other guys, like Okogie and Craig, who could fill in. Surprisingly, it's hurt them a bunch that campaign has been out. Like, that's just one actual NBA player who they don't have to play that has been missing these two games.
Yeah.
I'd feel a little bit better if they got him back. But honestly, the biggest issue is, despite when you think of the names on the Phoenix Suns, like Booker, Chris Paul, Durant, those are good shooters. They don't shoot that many threes. This is like team mid-range.
Yep.
And when you're working by twos and the other team's working by threes and the other team has a better bench, yeah, it's a little scary. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Like, I went from there's no way the Suns are losing this series to, like, yeah, no, they're in a little bit of trouble. Even if they win this series, like, I'll tell you right now, if they win this series, I will not pick them to beat the Nuggets next round. There's no way I will pick them to beat the Nuggets next round. Nuggets are going to be working by threes. They're going to be working by twos. There's no way.
I'm telling you, man, the Clippers are the team to watch, bro. If they can get PG back, and I saw him working out, I'll tell you, if they lose one of these games, if they lose game three, it's tonight. I think PG will push it to come back for 20 minutes. The Clippers are going to win this series. The Clippers are going to win this series. And Kevin Durant Bye, and his freaking, oh, I'm the man. I'm the guy that can be the guy. No, bro. I'm telling you. It's going to be tough, dude. I feel bad for Kevin Durant. I really do. He's going to be all sensitive about this shit when he gets absolutely all broken up when Russ knocks him out in the first round. But I'm telling you right now, man,
the only thing I'll say is it'll be a disappointment if the Suns lose this. Absolutely. You don't put this team together to lose in the first round. But they played like 15 games together. This isn't like a – oh, it's this year or bust type thing. Like, they'll come back next year, fill out their roster, and be a really good team. And so, like, I don't think the Suns are quite at the level of, like, the Sixers and almost the Clippers of teams where it's like...
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. You're cutting out again. But, yes, I certainly agree that the Clippers and Sixers, it's like, yeah, win or bust. And that's another interesting series that we didn't talk about. James Harden, your boy. Whew, he's going to have to show up in order for them to win. Yeah, you're back now. James Harden, your boy. I don't know if he's going to pull up for you or not, but we'll see. We'll see. Oh, man. It's going to be incredible.
They're going to get smacked. Incredible. Sixers will get smacked by the Celtics. By the Celtics. My prediction is no matter who wins out of Suns and Clippers, I think the Nuggets beat them and end up in the conference finals. But the more I think about it, the more I'm real scared for the Suns, because, like, I'm watching Kawhi and I'm like, damn, like, that dude would be probably the best player in the Sun in a Nuggets series too. Even though Jokic is two-time MVP,
yep.
Jokic is going to be like top three in MVP this year. He'd be the best player in the Nuggets series. He would be.
Yep, Clippers.
I think the Nuggets still have the better team, but we'll see.
Yeah, dude. I got the Clippers coming out of the West. And I do have the Bucks coming out of the East. Hopefully Giannis gets back. But I'm curious to see if the Sixers I'm curious to see if the Sixers can make some noise, though. But I know James Harden is going to let you down and me down. But he won't be letting me down because I expect it. But I love Tyrese Maxey. Damn, bro. Just keep Tyrese Maxey in and let him do the James Harden. And James Harden can play off the bench. That's what you think is going to be best, because I don't know.
My prediction for right now that could easily change is Celtics over Nuggets. I'll take Celtics in like six over the Nuggets in the finals. That's my finals.
Celtics over the Nuggets. Yep. I'll take the Clippers over the Bucks in seven. Giannis might get hurt again.
Okay.
In the finals. He might land on his touche.
I don't know when Paul George is expected to come. I don't know when Paul George is expected to come back, but that would be wild if we get like a, I don't know, Paul George back middle of the next round against the Nuggets, or Paul George back Western Conference Finals against the Kings. That's a wild one. Like, do you think the Kings I think the Kings beat the Lakers or the Grizzlies. I think they beat both of them, personally, in the next round. I think either one, the Kings will win. What do you think?
No, I think the Kings can will beat the Lakers. I think the Grizzlies would beat the Kings if Ja Morant is there.
That would be a better series. Like, don't get me wrong. I think the Lakers can beat the Grizzlies still. If the Lakers get to the Kings are going to take a dump on the Lakers. Like, they are just going to run all over them. Like,
yeah, Malik Monk is going to make them regret getting rid of them. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's incredible what the Kings are doing, man, because they had their best season. I know you're going to have to take some heat on that one, bro, because you were not a fan of that Sabonis trade. You've been like, damn, dude, the Kings. I don't know what the Kings are doing. And then all of a sudden, man, I'm telling you, into this season, I'm like, watch out, bro. I got a bets on the Kings to win 35 wins. I like the Kings to win more games this year.
Yep.
And boom, they're just fucking up in the 3 seed. They're fucking knocking off the Warriors in the first round. Like, dude, that's after not being in the playoffs since, I think it's 2006. Like, Mike Bibby era, like fucking, I see him on Carton Show all the time looking fucking 60. Like, damn, bro. Like, it's pretty impressive. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox. That shit's cool. Keegan Murray, Malik Monk, Sabonis. I like the Kings, dude. I really do. I like the Grizzlies more, but yeah.
Is
Steven Adams coming back? No, he's out for the year, right? Steven Adams is out for the year.
I think he's done.
Yeah. I saw some shit where he was trying to come back, but then he was probably done for the year. That's the killer for me. No Steven Adams and then Brandon Clark going down. Like, damn, bro. Those are two tough losses for the Grizz. That's huge. So
You think the Lakers, not that I'm saying this is wrong, you think the Grizzlies are going to beat the Lakers, and you said you think the Grizzlies would beat the Kings?
Yeah.
You think the Clippers are coming out?
I think it's going to be harder for
I'll tell you right now, if it was ever Nuggets-Grizzlies, hold on. If it was ever Nuggets-Grizzlies, the Grizzlies are toast without Steven Adams and Brandon Clark there. Like, they have nothing. Like, Tillman is not guarding Jokic. Not that it probably won't be Nuggets Grizzlies, but if those ever were the teams to line up, without him, they don't.
The more and more we talk about this is why I love doing the pod and appreciate you coming by. The more and more I talk about this and think about this, the more and more I'm like, bro, the Clippers. Like the Clipper Zubac and Mason Plumlee, huge poop pickup. Norman Powell, bro, Bones Highland, bro. I see Bone Highland out there, and I'm like, that's gonna burn the Nuggets if they play him. Bones Highland is gonna burn the Nuggets if the Clippers play the Nuggets in these playoffs.
No,
I'm telling you, man, you just watch. Because Kawhi and PG and Russ, you got these other pieces around that are big time pieces, and you got two big guys down low. Like, they have depth, dude. They got shooting. You got a superstar in Kawhi Leonard, who is probably the best in these playoffs so far, if you're looking at breaking down both ends of the floor. Dude, like, no. Kawhi Leonard, if he stays on the floor, and it's been the same thing. We've been only just asking about Kawhi Leonard, but apparently this load management shit worked for him, because, dude, he's looking like a whole new dude out there. And yeah, I think the Clippers have the most depth of any of the teams out west, even matched up with the Nuggets too. Cause I don't like what they got, Jeff Green still. Like, nah, dude, I'm not down with Jeff Green and some of their moves off the bench.
Jeff Green's a good like ninth man. That's what he is.
Yeah, he is. But he's not as good as Bones Highland even. And he's a young player.
Any single team in the playoffs, if asked, would you rather have Bones Highland or Jeff Green in a rotation? Every single GM, every single team would take Jeff Green. Bones Highland, you can only play against the other team's second unit's guards, because if you put him on the court and put him against Devin Booker and Chris Paul, they will eat him up. If you put him against Jamal Murray, he will eat him up. You can't have him out. Bones Highland's like a god awful defender. Like, that's why they don't even put him on the court. And like, he got better at playing with it.
Oh my god!
It looked like recently of the Clippers, but he's also just like a I'm gonna go get my shot and huck it up guy. And when you have Kawhi Leonard next to you, it's like, yeah, maybe you play him when Kawhi's on the bench, but if Kawhi's on the court, like, bro, you are not going out there and hucking up your shot. Give Kawhi the ball and go stand in the corner and shoot when asked to.
Yeah, dude. Clippers, man.
I do think the Clippers. I do think you made a great point on the Clippers. I fully disagree with any Bones Highland being the reason why, but I do agree with most of the Clippers stuff.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, enjoy the games this weekend, next week. I don't know. Maybe we'll link up the week after that. I'll hit you up. I should have some more time, so I'll see if you're around. But other than that, I'll see you in a month from this upcoming Thursday. Yeah, so a month and a week from this. Yeah, dude, I've been tracking it. It's crazy. It comes up so quick, bro. This upcoming Thursday, 1 month, then we're going to be out for your party, your bachelor party. Incredible. Just timing, just zipping on by, brother. Enjoy it while you can, my man.
Yep.
All right, dude. I'll see you hopefully before that for a pod or something. Enjoy the games. Go Knicks for you.
Yeah.
Peace.
For sure. Appreciate it. Peace, bro.
My guy, Richie Hot Takes Letty, the Dingbat. Cut it down for the day. Got some chores, errands, I should say. Not chores. Well, I have chores too, actually. Adulting, you know. It's so fun. Might as well put these back on because this feels weird if I don't have them on. Yeah, I'm glad to make it back for a little bit of a sports chat with Rich today. Shout out to Seggy Station. Had to make a new Spotify Seggy Station link because something changed with Anchor, and there's always something changing, which nothing can just stay the same, and all good things need to come to an end, and all these cliche things that you want to hear and say with just seems to be about everything. Makes it tough. A lot of things out there. Just trying to do the best I can. Enjoy as much sports as I can. I can't believe that the Masters is already over and golf season's really cranking up. Spring's here in New England and it's finally getting warmer after what was definitely a mild winter. No snow, didn't use the shovel yet once. Now I got the flowers and the birds back. It's the little things for me that's been kind of keeping me going, which is weird. Doing random things that kind of bring me excitement with some free time. The gambling, which I kind of got to take a chill pill on every once in a while, but thoroughly in love betting on the sports, gambling, getting tattooed, all kinds of expensive habits. Makes it tough when it's expensive to live and whatnot. So, yeah, I've been happy, dude. Just been able to really just enjoy my time and do things I want to do and really work for everything I have. And it's a good feeling, you know. I wish I could come in here and pod every day and talk sports and give you my opinions and tell you how I'm feeling and try and get a platform and make money doing this, but probably ain't going to work. Passion for teaching golf is really the thing that's driving me. I just need to find a better spot to do it right now. I'm looking at my old high school course. Used to be called Banner, now Black Birch. At least they have a range, so I have a spot to teach outside. Still teaching indoors at the Essex Indoor Center. Really got to find some advancements there. Got some tournaments set up, so looking forward to trying to play some golf. But got Rich's gathering and wedding and things coming up. And next thing you know, it'll be middle of the summer. My birthday, I'll be 29. It's crazy, man. Time just rolls on by. Everyone I'm talking to just saying the same thing, and everyone's trying to do the same thing. Enjoy their time, be happy, be positive, all that. I mean, I get all that. It's just a lot easier said than done. But still here, haven't quit yet. Still gonna try and come around, do the pod when I can. Appreciate all the people that still support the pod. Seggy Station. See y'all next time. Peace and love out there. Stay safe. It's your man with the nickname. I was about to say with no shame. Seggy Station. Peace.